There was a notice pasted on the door, which I carefully copied word for word and took back to the hotel. My group leader smiled. "It's a notice of vacation," he said. "Closed for holidays. Will open again July 21st. So I had to wait. Our routine for the 3 weeks was established early. We were supposed to go on the official sightseeing tour in the morning and to listen to speeches in the afternoon and evening. I followed the routine for a few days. It was clear that we were being shown a well-scrubbed face of Warsaw. New schools, thriving factories, high-rise apartments, overflowing shops. It was all very impressive. But I wondered what I would see if I managed to get off by myself, alone. One morning I decided to try just that. I rose early, and before the rest of my group came down for breakfast, was out of the building. What a day it was. Up and down the broad avenues of Warsaw I walked, saddened by the signs of war violence everywhere. Whole blocks were bombed out, blocks the sightseeing tours had avoided. Slum areas abounded, mean shops with long queues, men and women with rags for clothes. One scene in particular stands out in my memory. There was a bombed-out section of town in which families lived like rabbits in a warren. These people had dug their way into the basements and were making their homes in them. I saw a little girl playing barefoot in the dust and debris. I had a Polish booklet with me, which I handed to her along with a small banknote. She looked at me in surprise and ran up the mound of rubble. In a moment, a woman's head appeared, sticking up out of the ground. She stumbled forward, holding the tract and the bill. Behind her came a man. They were filthy, and they were both drunk. I tried speaking to them in German, and in English, and even in Dutch, but they just looked at me blankly. I told them in pantomime to read the booklet, but from the way they held it, I realized at last that they could not read. They simply kept shaking their heads, and at last, with a smile and a shake of my own, I left them. Sunday came. This was a big day on the agenda. We were to take part in a demonstration at the stadium. Instead, I went to church. Newspapers in Holland had carried so many stories about the house arrest of Polish church leaders and the closing of seminaries that I had had the impression that all religion in Poland had gone underground. Obviously, this was not so. The Bible shop was apparently still operating. I had passed Catholic churches with the doors wide open. Were there, I wondered, Protestant churches still functioning too? I didn't want to ask at the school for directions to a church, since I was supposed to be at the rally, so I slipped out and found a taxi cab. "Good day," I said in Polish. The driver smiled back and rattled off a long, happy sentence, but "good day" was all the Polish I had learned, and when I asked him in German to take me to a church, his face fell. I tried English, and he looked blanker still.